We are strangers, though we see each other every day. On that train to work, and that train home in the evening. Just a face in the crowd. We've exchanged smiles and sighs. And that one time, when the jostling of a train, by fate, our hands touched, electricity flowed through me, and I know it flowed through you too. But that was lost. Lost in the awkwardness. And then came that fateful night. I was held late at work, working on that presentation for the next day. I had to get the last train home. Tired, I staggered into the usual carriage. To my surprise, you were there. It seems you had also been staying late tonight. I glanced around. No one else was there. You beckoned to me, beckoning for me to sit next to you. Your finger pressed to your lips, wanting to continue the eternal silence we had held for so long. I nervously walked over and sat next to you. Awkwardly shuffling my seat. And you reached across. You took my hand in yours and placed it on your neck. As I slowly pulled our heads together and grazed my lips over yours, I let out the slightest gasp. As our lips touched, and soon my arms were around your body, holding you close, embracing you, passionately kissing, our lips pressed together as I move them to your cheek, to your neck. My tongue slipping out, gently caressing across your skin. You let out gasps and whimpers, but we still never speak. We have no need for words while we're going. My hand moves to your leg, tracing up under your skirt, just sliding my hand up your thigh, to just trace one finger over your panty, as you whimper and moan. Your hands move to my trousers, opening the zip, slipping your hand in my boxers, grasping at my rapidly hardening cock. As our lips meet again. As our bodies press against each other. Staring into each other's eyes. This perfect moment that we've both been longing for so long. You still say nothing. And just move. Pulling my cock out of my trousers and kneeling over me. You slowly lower yourself down, your hand reaching under your skirt, pull aside your panties, and you lower yourself onto my hard, throbbing, waiting cock. And we just both moan. Both stare into each other's eyes. As you begin to slowly, inch by delicious inch, move up and down. Slowly sliding yourself up and down on my cock. My hands move to your back, pulling you down against me. Pulling your lips to mine. As I once again passionately kiss you. My hips begin to move. Slow thrusts upwards, matching your movements, enjoying the feel of myself deep inside you. We move faster, faster. Our lips just kissing at each other, my tongue slipping out to explore your mouth, as my cock explores deeper inside you. Every shudder of the train in you, wave of pleasure that passes between us, as you ride my cock. And you move faster. My thrusts get harder. Pushing against you. Pushing my way inside. As deep as I can. Oh. And we're both gasping. Moaning. Oh, both our heads thrown back. In a delicious gasp of pleasure. As you feel me throb, and I feel your pussy begin to tighten, and I know we're both close. I know we're both barely on the edge. We both want this. You ride me faster. You ride harder. You push yourself down. Taking me all inside. And I can't help but gasp. And moan. And you push down faster. Faster. And I thrust against you. Desperate to be as far inside as I can. To fill you up. And then, one us. Thrust both of us. Your pussy tightens. And my cup throbs. Shooting inside you. As I come deep inside. Yes. Oh fuck yes. And we are left. Our bodies pressed against each other. In the afterglow. A shiver still ran through both of us. But when they subside, you smile. And once again, press your finger to your lips. Move off my cock. And leave to another carriage. Leaving me on my own. I've seen you many times since then. On our journey to and from work. But every time, neither of us mentions anything. But tonight, I once again have to stay late at the office. And I'm hoping beyond hope that you do too.